Kukhona mnanga insizwa.
Okay.
Living.
I ask questions.
What kind?
Why are you gay?
I'm not gay.
You are gay.
No, I'm not.
What's your pronoun? Mr. Fish. Him?
She? No, just I am male.
Do you perform natural obligations?
Hey, what?
Are you dating?
No.
So you are gay.
Oh my God.
Start the show with our fave.
And that's how we're starting the show, the December version of it. Man, it's December.
It is.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
It has been a poos long year. Yeah. I just want to get it over with and get to January pretty much. You know what I love about that guy?
Sure.
He's made a life, a career.
Out of the clip.
Money. Out of a fucking clip. That at the time that the clip aired, aired in the time frame where people were hypersensitive.
Yes.
So he was getting cancelled initially because he had the dude on his show and he was like, why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
But if, like, you know, when Mac G got fired at YFM, it was because of homophobic content
comments from
that part of the world.
Sure.
Right? In that MacGyver was innocently, like this dude.
Sure.
He was just conducting an interview. Mac G was innocently saying, hey, check out this piece of audio that I got of this pastor in Uganda or whatever.
Was this the one they were talking about? The
Eat a poo-poo.
And guy, they ate the poo-poo. And if you see, they are fisting. They are fisting.
When a man puts his hand into another man, he puts it deeper,
and you see they eat the poo-poo,
and then he eats the poo-poo. What is that? Stuck of Eliza. So that guy was fucking hilarious at the time.
Yes.
But it was extremely offensive.
Of course.
Because when he played it, unbeknown to Mac G and the Drive team and the team and the midday show, I think it was, that guy was actually causing people to die in real life because he led a church.
Oh,
so what
hectic.
Would happen is on a Sunday, that was his sermon.
Okay?
And then you were incentivized to report your brother or your neighbor.
Sure.
So what cats were doing is they'd be like, you see that ita poopoo. PH is eating that poo-poo. And then everybody comes to PH's house with pitchforks and they're like, fuck your shit up, burn your house down. You
crazy.
Know?
Sure.
Completely baseless accusations, right? Mm. And that guy, when he did that interview with Pepe Jr., it was supposed to be an interview where an activist comes and actually speaks about LGBTQ.
But
when you start the interview like that, how can you have any serious chat?
Are you a mister? You know?
But now, like however many years later, he's being paid to do that voice and that accent, which is really the funny part.
Sure.
And because that's the words he's choosing to say in it. Fucking brilliant.
Why are you gay?
More power to that old man. And he looks the same. Yeah, he hasn't even aged.
Does look the same.
Anyway, anyways, welcome to the show. How was your weekend?
How were
those gigs you left me behind for?
Hey, funny enough, talking about leaving behind, I feel so bad. I overslept and missed one gig.
Really?
Mm.
On the night when I called you and you said I'm playing
Yes, straight after that. That was Saturday, no?
Yes.
You
missed
napped.
The first one.
Yes, I napped. So I napped, put my phone on D&D. I was like, no. In fact, I wanted to go upstairs to the studio and just edit a few songs, blah, blah, blah. I was like, then it started like lightning and thunder. Mm. It was pretty intense. I was like, ish, let me nap this through. You know that I'm still damaged from childhood where they say don't play with the TV, you must cover the TV with the towel.
I don't
cover the TV with a towel, nigga.
You cover all the mirrors.
Cover all the mirrors.
The mirrors in the
I don't touch water. I don't I don't touch water, electronics, blah blah blah. You know,
sell to me for 10 hours.
And I'm still scared. I'm still scared of like lightning, dog. Like I still, you know, so I try cover myself. Anyways.
We still traumatized from the Brenda Fassie music video.
Oh wow.
Too late for mom.
Too late. So
I'm shining a light.
So I napped. Yeah? I napped, Fede, and then dog.
You napped for the storm to pass.
I wake up, yeah? When I wake up, I'm like, oh, I slept on top of the duvet. Ne? So I wake up, I'm like, shit, hey, time for me to go. Then I'm like, oh shit. And in my head, I'm like, oh shit, it's 4 o'clock. I'm thinking it's like 4 o'clock. Mangiti, it's 1 o'clock.
AM.
Yes, it's 1 o'clock.
It was a long nap.
It's the start of my next gig. So I've already missed one show.
Damn.
Mangiti, my phone's off, like battery dead. Hey, quickly, fast charge. Hey, Kutlano was like, dude, where are you? Kutlano was my
Boogie's
boss.
Manager, big boss. You know,
mm. She's my boss. And the one resident DJ from the one venue I was meant to play at, he's like, yo, ?" I'm just like, it's fine, you know, I'll deal with this one. Because there was, I think just before you called me, there was a set change. Yeah? They were like, hey, can you play? This is why I actually ended up napping. Because like, can you play an hour later?
Yeah.
I confused the time. So someone else sent me different times. So I was like, I've got the luxury. Gandhi already, I'd said yes to something which I couldn't commit because it would have run over into my next gig.
Yeah.
So anyways, missed that gig. But I'm waking up at 1 o'clock, which is the start of my next gig. Luckily, the next gig is like 5 minutes away from my house. 5 minutes away. So I'm like, shit, then I still have to wash my face.
Fortunately, the storm had stopped, so you could touch water.
Storm had stopped, yes. And look at myself in the mirror. But I made it to my next gig. But I was like 15 minutes late. But yeah, so sorry, man, for leaving you out.
Don't tell me. Tell the people that you...
No. So I apologized already to...
And it's unlike you. I don't think you've ever missed a gig.
You know what, Doc? I'm flipping tired, man.
Yeah.
December's been long. Not even December. This year has been... It feels like three years in one.
And now it's like gig season, so...
And now it's gig season, so I'm really sorry for missing that show.
Yeah. Well, I napped the whole night. Thanks for asking. But yeah, what I did, like, you know, this, because it's December, just on the point of December, I live in Melrose, and there's this Christmas lights thing that they do every year. Bro, Tina, as people who live in Melrose, we can't even get in and out of Melrose because people fucking descend on the place to come and see the Christmas lights.
Sure.
And I don't mean to be that asshole, Karen, but yes. Because it gets so packed.
At Morrow's Arc, why do they close that street? Because that is such an inconvenience.
Like, which street?
That main street. So from...
Yeah, it's closed.
Yeah. Why do they close? Why?
Because it's a secure... Brother, gated living. You know what I mean?
Tough life.
It's a secure... In order for the facility to be secure, that street can't be accessible. Otherwise, the people from that other street that's at Bo Colette will be able to go through. Then it'll just be a clusterfuck.
Yo, because it's such a convenient street.
Yeah, and now you've got to go all the way around. Yes, exactly. Even us, as like if you come back as a resident, if you live there, you've got to go all the way around.
Yes.
There is no access until you get to that other side.
And also the Daytona exit is always closed. Eh?
Always closed. Closed at like 9 p.m.
So, ngena kuphi?
Ungena ngale zansi, Ethel Oaklands.
Yeah.
Just giving away, somebody can come and dox me. But yo, dog, that Christmas light shit, dog. I'm fine. And then, like, they carry on well into the night. You know, you're trying to max out, watch a movie, relax. Hey, bruh. Now people, tricky, dog.
Tricky. Speaking about
I didn't sign up for this, I'm just saying. But anyway.
I was going to say, speaking about entrance and exits of certain places, how interesting was this visa restriction?
Entry and exit out the country.
Of the country. Of the country. Yo, how interesting is this
Nigeria? What our president... You know what it is? Because what I noticed is when Cyril made the announcement, President Cyril Ramaphosa...
Yes.
Niggas must get out of the habit of calling him Cyril like he's your bra.
Yeah, yeah.
When President Cyril Ramaphosa made the announcement that we are... looking at, we're re-looking at the visa laws so that there can be like visa-free travel and whatever.
Sure.
The presidency quickly came out and made a statement to kind of expand on what he said.
Yes, because they were getting flack.
Because they were getting flack one way. And I mean, I myself commented on it and I said, look, I think this is a terrible idea.
Sure.
Every other country in the world is trying to either, let me not go far as ban, but they're trying to restrict, limit... And
Dubai is a one example.
They are trying to say we need to limit access to Nigeria. Like they need to be properly vetted as Nigerians.
Sure.
Not because all Nigerians are bad, but unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of elements of bad behavior within the Nigerian diaspora.
The 419.
We're not talking about Chichi.
We're talking about the 419 rules.
Check now.
Yeah,
and the hush puppies.
Yeah.
Imagine Dubai after the hush puppy experience. You can't expect them to just be like cool visa free travel.
No, but they banned the Nigerian visa, the Nigerian passport.
Passport.
Yeah,
hard,
I think for it's about a year and a bit or two, and then they increased what you need to submit.
To qualify for that's visit. It. Yeah. And I'm saying as a country, because we do have a significant problem in Sunnyside, Cape Town.
Sure.
Point in Durban.
Sure.
Hillbrow, CBD. Sure. Hillbrow, Yeovil. And most recently, I don't know if you've noticed, but every hotel in Sandton, let me tell you something, girls. If a man tells you he lives at Itintontoon Hotel in Sandton, he's taking you there, don't go. It's become really, really bad.
So let's... And so I think
those elements, sure. So not to say that I'm xenophobic. Sure. I'm saying that because those elements exist, we need to apply more scrutiny. That's sensible.
Let us not operate like we're not responsible and, you know, forward-thinking adults yet, right? Mm. And you've largely said it, or partially said it, that not all of those people, not all of the, you know, Nigerian community is you know, fraudulent in their behavior or sideways or none of that stuff.
Not
right?
All of them.
Yeah. And we need to consider the business that, you know, the exchange.
That they bring, yeah.
That they bring. You know, there was a conversation of oil, which I think we'll obviously get into now.
Mm.
So there's things that obviously between South Africa and Nigeria that there's an exchange.
Yes, there was oil, carry on.
Oil,
check
corn, a few other things that
commodities
that we share between the two countries. And there was this narrative online, right, that was led by drugs.
Drugs, fraud,
human trafficking, whatnot. And I was just like, surely that can't be the only point of why people are opposed to these restrictions.
Hmm.
I'm not on the side of loosening the restrictions either, but like, let's have a actual conversation here on what we potentially could be gaining, what obviously potentially could be losing out on when this thing happens. I think in any situation, that's what we need to explore before just saying, la band lava 2, 1, 2, and 3, 4. For me, that's the most important thing that needs to be engaged.
The problem is, once we start getting into that chat, and people smarter than me that were jumping in online were saying that, it's almost like you need to look at it from a perspective of how big of a problem are the 419 brewers element of.
Sure.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Versus how big of a benefit is this increased trade.
Okay.
And until we can get the 419 brewers bad element under control, because it's completely out of control.
Uh-huh.
People were mentioning areas like Sunnyside and the like, where it's like, there's this complete lack of control. Where it's like, if you put this restriction in place, not only the good guys and the trade partners and the ones who want to do business are going to come in, it's also going to make it easier for that element. How do you plan on mitigating that?
No answer.
Because those parts of the plan were not listed. The other thing is, like, in terms of the oil, and unfortunately, you know, this is what's been happening, is that smart people have joined the dots. If oil is traded, right, because remember, Dangote has built an entire refinery. Big Boss, he's one of the good elements. He's built an African, a proudly African refinery where the oil is. Meaning the oil can come out of the ground, go straight to the refinery, and they can export finished product. That is brilliant. Up until now, it's been largely dependent on major international companies to buy the oil.
Shell and the likes.
Exactly. Send it to France. Then they refine it there. Then they send us back the diesel. We've got this whole go-between where it's like, we could actually do this shit for ourselves. We've got refining capacity in South Africa. It's largely shut down, which is another thing that people are joining the dots. They're like, some cats are being forced out. Who's going to come
in? Yeah.
We kind of like back to the Gupta age, it's like, okay, you guys are no longer supplying the coal, but who's replacing them? And now it's like, if we do this oil thing and it really goes supersonic oil and gas, who's managing that?
Who's chowing? Yeah, who's chowing?
And unfortunately, the who's chowing jet leads to one, what do they call it? Natural conclusion.
Sure.
And that one doesn't look good. Alleged conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do we do as a nation?
Sure.
You know? Because people, by and large, I don't, like me personally, I've got Nigerian friends who are actually legitimate businessmen.
Sure.
One is a high-powered advocate guy. Does good business with South Africa and has been doing for many years.
Yeah.
So I think if you know enough about the subject or enough Nigerian people, you'll know that there are plenty that can benefit from this trade deal.
100%.
But not while the other Brews are sitting here pulling 419.
419ers.
You know what's crazy?
Yes.
The crazy part about all this is that none of that is being mentioned on the forefront when the topic is being broken down, right?
What?
So, the president rocks up to speak about having Nigerian products being put on the shelf. What does that have to do with the interest of easing the and relaxing the visa applications? Because when you just look at it in a perspective of, okay, fine, who's benefiting? We have something. So what happened during the I think last week, Jackie Pamotse wrote an open letter to the president. Finding out actually that why is this happening while we still have people within the country, within the youth who are unemployed, and business people that are trying to get their products on the shelves. Mm. They're failing.
So why are we outsourcing and
why prioritizing?
Why are we outsourcing all these opportunities for other people who are outside compared to ours? So it's always been a case where when we look at a matter like an issue like COVID, outside people were prioritized compared to us. So now it gets to now sets a
wrong precedent.
Exactly.
But at what point do we draw the line and say it's kind of obvious at this point that this group seems to make decisions that benefit not even, let's say, this administration? Because the other thing that dropped, I also commented on, is that Oppenheimer bought 100% stake in a Nigeria can manufacturer. And obviously this article, if you go into the article
shelf, canned food, isn't it? Just makes
sense. You see? I'm like, why are we canceling this guy? Let's go read the article.
Sure.
Nobody does that. Okay? You read the headline and you're like, Oppenheimer, Nigeria, can, he bought, and immediately the barrage of insults that follow. So it's almost like people are not really your citizens. In order to really inform them properly, you need to do better than releasing a tweet saying we are doing this.
Yeah.
Because from Jackie Pamotse's letter to the ordinary man in the street, we are kind of reliving the Chi-Chi episode. As soon as people heard Nigeria, Miss South Africa, I want to compete, nobody bothered to check that. You have an ID, you know, the investigation that goes into it. And the organizations responsible are not doing a good job to educate. But you can't push people. Until I mean, look what happened in Durban when they raided there at point. You know, like it becomes like a very sensitive situation. And the people that will usually be on the losing end of most of these trade deals, which is the ordinary citizen and the one who wants to open a spaza shop and the one who's a food manufacturer and the one who wants to sell his whatever entrepreneurial venture he wants to embark on.
Sure.
Those are the guys that lose. But here at the top, we've got an oil and gas deal worth billions.
Sure.
Who gets the oil and gas?
Okay, check this out, PH. So we have what Shady's saying, and we are dealing right now with products that are being brought not even outside the country, right? We are dealing with the spaza shop issues, which is people from outside South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So you now want to bring, in the midst of this issue, you say that let's bring in food that is going to be, let's say, things are on the shelves, obviously.
Let's say jollof rice.
Yeah, we want to bring it this side. We don't understand anything about canned jollof rice, if that might be the case. But at the very same time, we need to control. We were just speaking last week that we need to control whatever that we are consuming. Mm-hmm. And if we're not doing that, who's at the downside of this whole trade?
Right? Are you saying the stuff that's going to come in is going to be expiring in March 2025?
Listen, all I'm saying, meat that expires in 2025. What the hell is
listen,
that?
Listen. We're not saying that they want to bring in a spaza economy. Maybe they're bringing in legit stuff like on the level of Tiger Brands. But Oksalayo, is there no... Jackie's letter saying, is there no South African alternative we can look to first? To answer your question of why are we looking at this, the visa thing, as what does that have to do with the trade, is that when countries are negotiating, it's a sort of like a give and take.
Sure.
So what he's saying is, if we want access to that, we're going to have to give a bit of this.
Sure.
A good example is when the Home Affairs Minister announced the Ukraine one. We are not trading with Ukraine.
I've not benefited.
Yeah, you are like to that level where it's like, okay, why are we giving these people asylum? Yes, we're helping them by doing so. What are we getting in return? And in the same, it's like, we will help Nigerians by relaxing visa requirements. in return, we are getting all these fantastic products, which we get already. We remember the 2.2 billion in trade that we do with Nigeria. We are buying from them. There's a benefit to Nigeria for Nigeria by selling to us. We're paying them for it. They're not giving us for free. Adding to that, Singenapi. Because now you're saying in order to add to that, kumele sivule ngapha. It's not going to work. It's not going to work for Point. It's not going to work for Cape Town CBD. It's not going to work for Sunnyside. It's not going to work for Hillbrow. Sorry.
Especially when we're not on top of that current issue.
Now exactly.
Yeah, I think that may be the biggest challenge is to say, well, we can't even fix the current issue that we have. Now you're opening...
Hey, boss, you're opening up the floodgates. And sorry, but it is what it is. You know, a lot of the time, we don't want to be xenophobic and we don't want to be judged, so we struggle to be direct.
Sure.
And if we just live in reality, there's a lot of bad things that happen that are pervaded by this particular group of people. Not all of them, but the bad elements in them are enough to supersede, destabilize the place.
And yeah, we fully do understand what then happens, because there's no strictness in the laws of South Africa. Hence, everyone, some guys said it. I'm like, why is everyone just flooding to South Africa and leave their country? They're like, because South Africa, the laws here,
yeah,
very relaxed.
Yeah, in their countries, you steal something, the hand that steals gets chopped.
Listen, we have a constitution here, brother. You and your other MK members need to calm down. I'm joking. Kwaz, I'm going to Kwaz. shit. Anyway, moving on. Did you see the Jay-Z story?
Rock Nation Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Just making sure.
No, not not MK Jay-Z, bro. Cool. But we'll get to that one. Sure. There's another file. But the Rock Nation Jay-Z, you know, it's so important. And I thought at this level of the game, people would know this. But you've got to have PR. You've got to have somebody who releases your statements on your behalf. Because sometimes when you talk for yourself, you fuck yourself. Mm. And Jay-Z released a statement in response to the story that, you know, his name has come up in an accusation of Uzi, him and P. Diddy joint a 13-year-old.
Sure.
Almost an hour later, he came out with the statement.
Sure.
And people are kind of criticizing the fact that the statement, the way it's written, what it says, and the fact that he made it himself. People are like,
Can I interject?
You should have kept quiet, boss.
Can I interject? Mm. Yeah? I think that's one person in this world who we hardly ever hear from.
Mm.
You know, so for me, it felt like this particular subject has tickled the lion's balls, right? Mm. And you are definitely going to respond. And it's not going to be a sugar-coated PR. Because sometimes, dog, PR press releases, when written by a third party, it's like, okay, you're hiding. Versus,
you're hiding.
Yeah, versus in this particular situation, from someone who we never hear from, right? Ever hear from.
He felt obligated.
It's like, my brother, I'm going to tell you now that I'm in. You know,
bruh.
So I'm on both sides of the coin here, but I'm just saying, like, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, shit, this nigga never speaks on anything. Like, it's brand, whatnot, or press releases when it comes to other stuff.
Yeah, extremely, highly professional. Yeah.
So for him to say, you're definitely not, I'm not the person that did this, and you're fishing for whatever bullshit, you're going to feel my might. I was
because he responded with lawyers' letters to lawyers' letters as well. I mean, like he's saying he's going to go hard. Look, I think it's a sign of things to come.
Sure.
These promises have been made since Diddy went down.
Sure.
A lot of promises have been made by politicians and other, call it seasoned people in the entertainment industry that have said, yeah, now you're going to see. You know, when from the Cat Williams interview to a lot of the campaigning around Trump's lead up to the presidency, he had lawmakers and shit saying, yeah, we're going to release the Epstein list, we're going to release the Diddy list. 100%. So sort of we expect that one by one names are going to be dropping.
Sure.
I would hate to see that in order to fulfill that mandate and honor that promise,
at the cost of
we are just dropping any names now.
Yeah.
You know, like very weak, shaky cases.
Unfounded.
That's it. Unfounded statements. Shit that's not backed up by evidence. Because then a lot of these other ones are going to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time they start naming them, there's so little credibility.
100%.
Okay, let's settle this once and for all. That size matter.
Well, it depends. Some people like it big, some people like it just right.
Huh?
You see the size of our box? Obviously, hungry.
Well, fortunately, we've come to the right place. There's big, there's bold, there's a snack. What's it going to be?
You know what's better? It's not about the size, it's about the satisfaction, bud.
But what the hell, boy?
Sausage Saloon, you could eat a different one every day for 14 years.
Sounds like you love life.
Do you know that Jaguar Wright, that lady?
Yeah.
Very, very famous for exposing the truth.
Well, exposing her version of the truth. That's the problem. You see, Jaguar Wright comes on and she says, no, I was with Getsy this one weekend and we did this. Getsy's watching this shit and he's like, I don't even know this bitch, dog. I took a photo with her.
Because
you understand.
Because remember, what Jaguar Wright does, she speaks. The anonymous speak through her.
Through her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she says. But you see, once you start saying anonymous, because she was on Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
She came through to speak on behalf of anonymous. Mm-hmm. And the next week or the next episode, Piers Morgan had to retract a lot of her statements.
Sure.
Because immediately Jay-Z and Beyonce's lawyers jumped on it. To Piers Morgan to say, why are you platforming this person? Now, we don't know whether what she's saying is true or not. It's all alleged.
Mm.
What Jay-Z is accused of now is alleged.
Mm.
And I'm saying a lot of the time it muddies the waters. And then the actual fish we're trying to catch gets away. Because what are we doing? We're fucking around here listening to anybody that has a story to share. Because we have to fulfill the mandate that we're going to bring these people down.
Sure.
The big names are going to go down because Cat Williams said so in Club Shay Shay. The fuck? Do you know what I mean? I don't, for me, it's just like, let's not be fooled. Let's not be misled. You know, I understand the stories are very spicy and we want to see giants fall. But let's be careful in the way that these cases are built and the way that we follow the info. Because fuck, dude, social media is on fire. They're having him right now. If that man turns out to be right and his lawyers manage to prove that this is all bullshit,
sure.
The next time somebody's name is named, nobody's going to know. It's going to be like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, there's the actual person who is suing Jay-Z is the lawyer by the name Busby, right?
Busby,
so
yeah.
That guy is basically in court with the Combs case. So everyone who's suing Combs, he's the one that brings them to the stand.
Oh,
he's the one that is helping them. Yeah.
Mm.
So even with this one in particular, is being represented by him. So what he does, he then finds all these people
victims
that don't have power to speak to say, okay, fine.
I'll represent you.
Yeah. But what this in particular case has to do with, it has to do with finances.
Sure.
He's being sued for an X amount that is not disclosed.
Mm.
So this then 13-year-old girl is looking for compensation. So it becomes, yeah, a bit sketchy. But at the very same time, him and Jay-Z, there's a back and forth where Jay-Z sues him to say,
you're lying about me.
Not really lying about him, but pretending to be someone. Allegedly, that's what is being said, right? Said that he sued Busby so that he could drop cases against him. So that's what Busby is saying.
Hectic.
Yeah,
it's also,
it's
remember the Kwana thing?
Sure.
That line
between
criminal and civil.
Civil,
because Jay-Z is saying if it's such a heinous crime, it should be criminally charged.
Yeah, yeah.
But whereas if it's a civil, you cats are after money.
Got
the
you.
Burden of proof is less.
Got you.
Which also, again, I feel like when these things are like too public, it's like, imagine like, we knew these things go on, in inverted commas, the Epstein Islands and the Diddy Islands. But now it's getting into a space where it's like, if everyone that comes forward is after money, I mean, the one guy representing the victims in the Teddy case, he's representing 120 people, you know, and the 120 are claiming for different amounts. But if you consider the amount that they're claiming for the total amount, it becomes about money more than it actually. Listen, if somebody a 13-year-old, what the fuck? We need to pause the bus on the money game and we need to seriously look at that.
Yeah, get this
if anything is ever going to change in the industry.
Sure.
Otherwise, these people will just be replaced by the next flock of people.
Got you.
There's also this thing of if you pay a settlement, your name doesn't even get mentioned. That's tricky.
You know, I was saying this. I didn't say it off air. No, I think I said it to Noms while saying that Jay-Z is that irritate, not that irritating friend, that smart friend. Ne?
Yeah.
That if we were talking shit, or if we were getting up to shit as friends. Ne?
Yeah, he leaves.
He's like, hey, no, Jensen, say a toilet fast. Say a toilet fast. And next thing, where is this guy?
Is this you from your interaction when you're at the Dita house?
Oh, fuck. No, man. That guy is like very meticulous, very smart about how he moves, who he hangs with.
And Beyonce.
Yes. Mm. They are literally that kind of a couple of people who remind me. It's like, okay, cool. Hey, we're getting up to shit, you know.
And remember, we being watched all the time.
Now when it's time to get up to the shit, bro, I just need to quickly take a call. I'll be back now.
Yeah.
Go on.
But they don't.
Yeah?
They don't say, hey, stop this.
Yeah.
Getting up to shit, I'm not going to take call.
Mina. It's just Mina. I'm out.
Yeah, you niggas carry on.
Yeah, you niggas can, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's not the best thing, but it's obviously saving yourself in a situation. It's like, yo,
each man for himself, God for us all.
If ever, kutiwe, be si senda weni. Did you find me do that stuff? Was I there? Me na Benkon kids. No, I was not there.
Do you guys remember? Do you remember when his Beyonce's sister murdered him in the lift?
Sure.
Right.
If you
watched Beyonce's behavior in that lift, she stood still, dog. Yeah, it's like she'd been switched off.
Sure.
Right. And this chaos was happening across her.
100%.
And she was just like, because. It's that mindfulness there.
I'm Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce, bro.
Sure.
I'm being watched all the time.
You know,
when you see that,
sure.
It's like, look, I don't know. As I say, it's a legend. I'm not saying he did it. He didn't do it. But you're gonna have to work hard to convince me that people that are that meticulous about the way they conduct themselves would be caught doing anything.
Mm.
Jaywalking. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like they're so on.
By the book.
Hey, my man.
They are the book.
Yeah. Unless it happened before the book.
Sure.
Could be.
You just have to watch Jaywalk.
A lot of these Diddy interactions happen in exactly that setting. Where it sounds like this guy just randomly pulls up at your house and he's with these people. And then next thing, it's a freak off.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't... Like everybody's version of events is not structured, bro.
Sure.
Dudes are like, yo, he came to my apartment. He was with these hands. Next thing I know, 1, 2, 3.
Sure.
Then the hands are like, nah, you know, he picked us up and it was so random and we went to Mang Mang's apartment.
Sure.
Then it's like, Mang Mang's up, why? Why didn't he take you home? Yes. Like, you know, I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just saying it's like, these were very spontaneous, off-the-cuff stuff.
That thing, it's like me. Let's go to next destination. Oh yeah, cool, cool. I just quickly need to go to the garage. He's a man. So stingy ice perfect. No, it's fine. Figani. I'll get the next thing.
Next thing going on D&D. Miss gig.
Ah, dog.
You must
know when like this is.
Yeah, you must know when to check out, bro. Otherwise, you'll be named in cases.
Bro, can I tell you a fear of mine?
Tell me why.
No, the fear of mine is like, how am I going to explain this to my parents?
Yeah, that is true.
And say, hey, old lady, yazi bese, dog. No, I'd rather miss out on that fun. On that
there was a celebrity that was on the front page of a newspaper and they were accusing him of leaving a club with a dude and going home and having gay sex.
Sure.
And the person that alleged he left with him is essentially the anonymous that came to the newspaper and said, I left the club with this dude and we had sex because dude is secretly gay.
Sure.
And when he made his statement, you know, not refuting it, when he made his statement saying, this must be retracted, the apology must be made, and. It's not because, I don't give a fuck if you say that I left with this guy, whatever. Sure. He can say whatever he wants. My issue is this thing gets back to my parents at home.
Sure.
And now my parents are like,
Nick,
what's happening, you know? He was saying, I don't have an issue. Write whatever article you like, whatever. You're a tabloid. It's bullshit. But when my parents read this and then my mom's got to go to church on Sunday and face her friends. And my dad has got to go and chill with his bras and they're going to be like, hey, imagine Vana.
Your son.
Why is he gay?
Why is he gay? No, dog. That's it's a real chat, that thing. What you've just explained now, I'm just like, hey, now I must put my old lady through these things. They're so drained. Dog. Hey,
I'd rather take a call.
Well, let me tell you a fear of mine. It's having to explain in this show all these things. You understand?
What?
I'm you just saying, that article coming out, they're like, I can't see now my paper, 1, 2, and 3. Haven't you explained that? So that's my fear. Getty
is my paper, mom. Yabola, simpete galtum fana waku, yes. Unga kata zeg ma olid. My paper is just a nickname. You should hear what they call me, okay? What else?
What else, bro?
Oh, shit. Jealous Wallets. Wallets, Wallets, Charlotte.
Woo!
What's that guy's name? Chris Harney Assassin?
Oh, hey.
Was released from jail. What did you think of that?
Konji, what was it? 30 years? How
28
much?
Years.
28 years.
Came out, mm-hmm. back to Poland.
Yeah.
Straight away.
So he did time.
Did 28 years.
So that's life.
Yeah.
Plus 3. Ne?
Basically. But, that guy has never spoken.
Sure.
Gang. So they're saying, as soon as he gets back to Poland, he's going to spill the beans. Because, guys, you know, sometimes stuff is simple.
Mm-hmm.
He shot Chris Harney.
Sure.
And changed the course of history.
Sure.
In so doing. We've had this guy here for 28 years. We need to know
whatever.
Who paid him and every single piece of info that he needs. Why are we, and I don't know, you know, Mshang and media vibes. The whole narrative and character arc is like, yeah, when he gets back to Poland, he's going to tell us who paid him and who was involved. Why didn't he tell us for 28 years? We had him here. How the fuck are we going to get him to tell us now that he fucked off?
Mm.
Ah. Can we regard anything he says now as sure, credible?
Respect.
All right. So you leave the country. You've done your time. You don't owe anyone an explanation, right? That you cannot argue that. Mainly because you decided to say, yeah, I did it. Sharp. Goes to jail, saves his time. He's out. He doesn't owe anybody an explanation. I understand. They're going to come for me at the on the comment section. But I'm just explanation.
Yes, as much as you know, he doesn't owe. You think he does?
Personally.
Well,
yeah,
well,
Ophelia.
Could that have changed the number of years that he served?
No, but still.
No, wait. There's two norms, you're right. He does, like, in your opinion. Getty is also right. He himself, Janus Wallet himself, he doesn't.
Because
he should be like, fuck that, I'm out.
Ningboshile,
because
you said 28 years, I served and gave you the 28 years.
That's it.
And I gave you a confession, it was me. I shot
them.
I'm out.
Yeah.
That's your closure.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming off a logical perspective.
Sure.
Not
an emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
and a lot of people are emotional about it.
Yeah, let's say it's just a normal dude that we don't know from somewhere in South Africa, right? Or anywhere in the world.
Which he was. He was just a brewer. He wasn't like prolific dude.
Got brought in.
Now, Chris Harney.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, if it wasn't Chris Harney who was the subject.
Oh, Chris Harney. Yeah.
Who's the victim,
oh, okay,
right?
Cool.
If it was just a random dude. He's going to serve 28 years. And that's about it. He goes on with his life. Right now, he might be opening a can of worms. He's done his 28 years. Now another person needs to do that.
If half
he
the
was
theories,
the rightful guy for this, did his job, kept quiet like a normal guy.
Yeah, but if half the theories that people are espousing are true, it'll change the course of history again.
Which are?
Which are that there was ANC, senior ranking ANC
who
members
snitched.
Who were involved
oh.
and knew of what's going to happen.
Mm.
And he can obviously speak to that. Keep in mind as well, like, this is 1992 or something, dog. So a lot of the people that were alive at the time and involved
are
dead.
Now oh in power.
No, in power, but well into their 80s.
Yeah, in power.
No, not even the in power. It's almost like the generation before this one that's in power.
No, brother.
No, brother. Let's look at Mandela. Mandela is gone. Man's gone 12 years.
No, brother.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mandela, Tambo, the old god of
the
ANC.
Sure.
Not the current god of the ANC.
I hear you.
Right? I'm saying a lot of them are gone. And the NP and the apartheid government. These are the cats that came before this school of ANC leaders. So I'm saying, how reliable is the information if only one person can corroborate it? And the rest of the people who could say, yes, that's true, are dead. That's what I'm saying. And it's going to open up a can of worms because it's going to send the country. People will fuck out. If you look at how emotional they're being now.
Sure.
Like people were demanding that at the
talks.
Airport.
Mm.
No, before he leaves, he must... have a meeting with Chris Harney's family. And I was like, now? The fuck? He's been in jail for 28 years. My whole thing is he's been in jail for 28 years. Like
Why
Trump
didn't
said,
they extract all this
You've
information?
Been here for 40 years. You didn't do anything.
Mm.
Can't expect you to do something now. Usu upuma. Same thing. All of the leaders that we have now have been around for at least 20 years. They could have done something if they wanted to do something to say, hey, go pull out that Yanis Wallace oak and let's ask him, ukuthi ubhadalo
ubani. Sure. And please remember that with all this that is happening, confessions, this is how politics are so flippant smart and dynamic. Confessions are there. That's how you find families of the fallen still receiving grants and money to live off. Sure. Because they always have something on a certain party or a certain group of people.
Sure.
So for them to continue benefiting from state funds,
sure,
is because they know things that are there, written. Hence you find yourself, many families are benefiting generation to generation.
Of course.
Mm. Yeah, so let's not forget that what we know as politics is not really politics, but there is actually political things that are happening behind 100%. The curtain.
Imagine if Janusz just comes out and he says, actually, this whole thing is a lie.
No, don't think that'll be the case.
Would you believe him if he says it?
You can't believe anything now.
You can't believe anything a convicted murderer says, though.
No, but no, leave that. But you can't believe anything.
Is this one benefiting?
Me?
From what?
I am like, he just went into a state. He's like...
No, mpana mina ngikhathele. No, but what I'm trying to get at is... you can't believe anything that guy says now.
No.
No.
Definitely
can't believe anything that guy says now.
You couldn't at any stage, though. Because remember, he's a hired hitman. He's like a fucking spy that they brought in. Somebody that's prepared to come and do the crime and sit for 28 years. Hey, bro, you're not going to break that guy.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. And none of the info he provides is going to be reliable. That's like KGB, Putin, mafia motherfuckers.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure you'll speak on his deathbed.
Anyway, it's fine. Hey, that's us.
All right. The last thing that we're going to do before you say be safe.
We can't.
What? We're going to do a video and then we out. You don't need to comment on the video. Please do.
Well, now they're on the same level.
Shit! You know, sorry, before we get into this, this reminded me of something, a question that a homie of mine once asked. What would you fight someone who takes off their clothes and gets naked and says, let's fight? Would you fight that person?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you fight that person?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you fight
someone? Can I tell you?
Awesome.
We are clean, man. You know those niggas that start stripping? What's up? What's up? As soon as they start taking off layers of clothes, do you know what happened to me once? No, I was at the ATM and I parked in a disabled parking because I was in a hurry.
Shit.
Parked at the disabled parking, went to the ATM, and as I'm like, beep, 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 this guy comes behind me, but he was standing up, you know, and he was on a motorbike. And he was like, it's fuckers like you that give everybody a bad name. This is a disabled parking and there's absolutely nothing. He started ranting on me, dog. So me, being me, I continued to do what I was doing at the ATM.
Sure.
And then I turned and I was like, I'm going to fucking knock this thing out.
Sure.
Who is this? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what did you fucking say? Because I wasn't, at that point, once he started swearing, I wasn't even entertaining the disabled parking conversation, you know? And he was like carrying on. And he was like, yeah, it's you. I'm talking to you. Because I was ignoring him, you know. And I was thinking, how am I going to approach? I was already timing it in my head like Sherlock Holmes. I was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to say 1, 2. Bang! I'm going to dose him, you know. Bro, and then as I get closer, I'm like, what did you fucking say? He kookas towards. He's like, yeah, well, fucking. He had a fucking false leg, bro.
Oh, snap.
He himself was disabled. And he parked his scooter behind me.
Feel bad.
I felt so shit.
Warwick, feel bad.
I felt bad. But he was swearing a lot, so I knocked that motherfucker out. I'm joking. I felt so cuck. I just apologized. You know, like, sure. Because now, and like, he labored, like that guy when he took his legs off.
Sure.
You know, it was like Oscar in court when they said, show us how you went to the bathroom. It was just like, yo, shame, bro. I really felt sorry for the Oak in that moment. You know what I'm saying? Despite the fact that he was on trial for murder, despite the, I was like, ish.
Yeah, that one was...
Yeah, because I was just going to scope the fake leg and then he was, you know what I mean? That's like, I could have really won that fight in quick succession.
What are the comments saying then?
The comments are saying, why would you actually fight someone who's impaired? That is true. That guy should have backed off immediately when he saw Ukuthi Buffo is disabled. They said this is next level embarrassment because he actually ended up losing. Ground techniques are the best. He did hit him with the ground technique. The other one said, I would have grabbed his fake legs and took off running.
Well, it brought him down to earth.
Pretty much.
The other one says, could have ended that fight with one kick.
Yeah, to the face.
Scoped the ball.
Would have. Once.
This one said, bro, better go run and hide because he just got smoked by a guy with no
legs. I imagine.
What will they
How do you explain that shit? How do you explain that shit?
To the parents at home.
Shy or Mundung. How do you explain
that? Okay, thank you, Ketty. Can we go now? Yo, I even broke my microphone.
Be safe out there. It is December. Drive safely. Don't make stupid decisions. Second venue. Think about it. Think of my approach. If we're talking second venue and stupid decisions, my fate to say, take your ice garage and go home. I'm telling you, or you'll take your airtime, or you'll take something.
Buy ice.
Go buy ice.
No advice from me. My advice is all terrible. Have a lovely December. Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
And don't listen to that either, because if it's easy, my brother.
This guy won't let me live.
You will wake up with all your shit gone. Your PS4 is gone. Your things are gone. So
and they took a photo of your peepee.
And father,
and my ulele,
father. Now out there,
they took a photo of your winky ulele.
No, that is wrong.
Bye. Thanks, Wandy. Roll the credits.
Well, I'm not in season.